Good afternoon. High pressure remains in control across interior New York and New England as we roll through the middle of the holiday weekend. This means today will be mainly dry. We'll have plenty of sunshine mixed with clouds, especially for the early part of the afternoon before clouds start to increase later. And with the dry weather and sunshine, temperatures will manage to reach into the middle and upper 70s. An impulse, rotating around a deepening trough over southern parts of central Canada and through the Great Lakes, will work its way toward us tonight. Clouds will increase and thicken, and there is the chance of a shower or thunderstorm late tonight and towards sunrise tomorrow, with lows back into the 50s. A low-pressure wave associated with this energy will move through the area during the first half of the day on Memorial Day. Clouds and rain likely for the first half of the day, scattered showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, with mostly cloudy skies otherwise, temperatures held back into the 60s. Another impulse around the base of the same trough will swing through on Tuesday with more scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 70s. The trough itself will dig into the Great Lakes and be rotating around the eastern third of the country for the better part of the upcoming week. The result will be more unsettled weather with dry periods mixed in between. On Wednesday, we'll have a mix of sun and clouds, and as an impulse passes by, a scattered shower or thunderstorm with highs in the lower 70s. Right now, the current timing shows a break in the action on Thursday with partly sunny skies and highs near 70, although another impulse will approach. Timing still iffy, could be Friday, could be Saturday, with a chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the mid-70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from southwest Texas to the Tennessee Valley, and also from the lower Great Lakes to the Carolinas. Daytime heating, surface dew points in the lower and middle 70s, and sharply cooler air with height will yield strong surface-based instability in Texas to the Tennessee Valley. In turn, storms will rapidly develop during this afternoon with a threat of large hail and damaging winds. Meanwhile, with one or more impulses embedded in a westerly flow approaching the lower Great Lakes and upper Ohio Valley, thunderstorms are forecast to gradually organize during the afternoon along a surface trough extending from northern Indiana and Ohio southeastward to the Carolinas. Surface dew points in the 60s and zones of daytime heating will yield moderate instability across this region, with the greatest buoyancy likely focused over the Carolinas, where a few storms will be capable of large hail, damaging wind, and perhaps a tornado. Farther north, while buoyancy will be somewhat lower, forcing for ascent will be notably stronger. Modest effective shear suggests that this convection will organize into a few splitting storms and linear segments with strong and damaging winds and a few large hail reports possible. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Rio Grande Village, Texas, to a low of 23 at Boulder, Wyoming. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, partly sunny, upper 60s, Boston, partly sunny, in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, a mix of sun and clouds with a late-day shower possible and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 73 degrees, the average low, 51, the record high, 93, set in 2016, and the record low, 33, in 1994. Sunrise this morning was at 5:22 a.m., sunset this evening 8:24 p.m., 15 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds with showers developing late tonight back into the mid-50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the middle 70s. Increasing clouds tonight with showers developing late, perhaps a thunderstorm with lows in the upper 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid 70s. Increasing clouds with showers developing late tonight and lows in the mid-50s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds with showers developing late tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows in the middle to upper 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid-70s. Increasing clouds with showers developing late tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, and lows in the upper 50s. Region-wide for Monday and Tuesday, showers likely and some thunderstorms possible. On Memorial Day in the mid-60s, Tuesday, lower 70s. A scattered shower or thunderstorm Wednesday, otherwise partly sunny, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds near 70 on Thursday. And a mix of sun and clouds Friday and Saturday with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm both days and highs in the mid-70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.